Welcome to episode 134 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. In the last episode, we started to look at some photos that I'd shot during another brief visit to the Madiwala market in Bangalore, India last week, which for the sake of those listening to the archives in months or years to come, was April 2008. I'd also visited in 2007 in September and was searching out the people that I'd shot that time to give them prints of their photos that I'd brought with me. If you didn't listen to that episode number 133, then it might be better to go back and listen to that first to get more background and to see the first five shots of this series with my comments about the thoughts behind the images. If you are already up to date, though, let's proceed with our brief trip through the market. We finished last time with a photo with that wonderful gentleman with the red and white checked headdress who I'd literally, he'd literally exploded with joy when I searched him out and handed him the photo from the previous year. This was actually as far through the market as I was intending to go, as this gentleman had been the last person that I'd photographed previously. But there were three people sitting in a stall to our right. They'd been sort of sharing our moment as I passed the other gentleman his photo and took that group shot of four people. And they'd been sort of smiling and laughing. And as I turned to face them, the lady in the middle beckoned me over and asked me to take their photos. Again, it was my pleasure, and I shot a number of frames of them as well. And then also the man in the back there. Let's take a look at image number 1747, which is the first one in which we'll see all three of them. I'd say I actually messed this up to a degree, because I included all three people, but didn't close my aperture down any further than it already was. And so I wasn't really able to get all three of them inside my depth of field. I was still at f4 with the shutter speed at 1/125th of a second, but f4 wasn't going to be enough to give me enough depth of field for all three of these people. I knew that, and I took a couple of shots with the focus on the lady's face and then a few more having focused on the man on the right, but still was trying not to overwork the situation. I regret this to a degree now, but still, I got that kind of, that sincere look on the lady's face, and that's really sharp, so I'm not overly concerned. Note that I'd crouched down to be almost at the same level as the people that I shot here. It would be easy to have just sort of shot everything from a standing position, but that would not make for a very flattering or even a very respectful image. I then turned to the man on the left of the group as we look at it and asked if I could take just his shot, and the resulting image is number 1748. There was a child in the background looking on inquisitively, so I'd actually shot some further frames after this where I'd moved around a little more to my right to get the child out of the frame, but I ended up preferring this one as I think it adds another dimension. This too was shot with an aperture of f4 for 1/125th of a second. As I said last week, I'd set my ISO to 200, as many of these people were sitting shaded from the sun by the canopies of their market stalls. While I'm on the subject, I also shot all of these with my 85mm f1.2 lens, if you didn't catch that from last week. I'd left my 16-35mm and my 70-200mm f2.8 lens in the car so that I could move around with just my gear and no camera bag. I also didn't have my photographer's vest with me, which I generally tend to wear religiously at all of the times. But remember that I was here primarily on business, and so the vest was not really appropriate for this flying visit. As I walked through back through the market, I was again ambushed by the gang at the fish stall. These guys were just great, and I shot a number of other images. I won't show you any more this time, as we looked through a few of those in the last episode. Remember that there will be a link in the show notes that will allow you to see all of my images from the series that are on my website. if you jump to any of these images by using the number that I call out, you know, you can enter it into a field at the, in, underneath the podcast menu at martinbaileyphotography.com and then click enter. If you've jumped to the photos using that method, then you'll also be able to scroll down and look in the photo information below the image in the gallery, and you'll see some links there as well, some keywords. And if you click on the India _APR for April _2008, then that will also basically list all of the photos for you that I shot with that, you know, during this series. And that's basically the same for all of the other links that are there as well. So this snowballing effect of the more I shot, the more buzz I created, and in turn, the more people asking me to take their photos just kept going. I was having a kind of sort of one-man photo festival sort of thing. It was just amazing. As I walked back towards the car, many people that I'd not previously shot continued to ask me for their pictures to be taken, and I, of course, obliged. One guy was actually combing his hair as I walked towards the front of his stall and was getting into position behind some scales as I moved closer. And then he put a baseball cap on. I could see him was sort of waving me over, and he put a baseball cap on, kind of making the hair combing a little bit redundant. But then he hit some great poses for me, and some were very natural and some not so. Trying to keep the number of shots from any one individual down to a minimum, I only uploaded one photo of this guy, which is image number 1749. I started to shoot from the front of his stall, but there was room down the side, so I decided to try to get a different angle as well. Now, I mean, absolutely no detriment to the wonderful warm people that I was sharing time with, but the market isn't really the cleanest place. And there's lots of sort of vegetation that's chopped off from the produce as they prepare it for sale, and it's just sort of left on the ground. And I guess it's very ecological. It makes, good food for the cattle and the chickens that roam free here, but it also makes for a fair amount of flies. There is, of course, no refrigeration, so the fish stall especially attracts a lot of flies, and that's what this guy was sitting at. It was another stall selling fish. And, you know, I hear that, one of the original reasons why many dishes are curried in India is because there is obviously, well, centuries ago when the habit of currying things was started, there was obviously no refrigeration, but there still isn't in many of these market stalls, and the flies are the obvious reason why they want to curry the meat that they use in the curry. And that's also, of course, why people in England use salt on everything now, because the advent of refrigerators and deep freezers took it away, but years ago everything was stored in barrels of salt for pretty much the same reason that they curry a lot of the food in India. But that's another topic. Anyway, as I was shooting this guy that had combed his hair, I really wanted to get him from the side, from a better angle. And so I walked right into the stall to get to his side. It was at this time that I realized that I'd walked into an area where there were literally thousands and thousands of flies. I saw them as I walked in, and many took flight as I got closer, but I was actually unfazed by them totally. And I have seen documentaries where people are sort of shooting in areas, or even just sort of being filmed in documentaries in areas with many flies buzzing around, and it actually makes me cringe a little. Although I usually say to my other half, who really hates to see things like this, that I'd be okay in that situation. Only really sort of half guessing that I would be, though. Still, as I thought about this afterwards, I was amazed at just how unfazed they actually was. I was not concerned about the flies at all. I could see them in my peripheral vision as I shot, and a few settled on my head, so I just sort of brushed them off, but still kept shooting as though they weren't really there. It was quite a strange experience in hindsight, but I can only think that I was so deep into the zone that pretty much anything could have happened as long as it wasn't life-threatening, and I would have remained pretty calm. One of the people that I was with actually remarked later that he'd wished he had a photo of me pretty much engulfed in this swarm of flies. I don't actually very much like having my photograph taken, but that sure would have been one for the album. The other amusing thing that happened here was that the young man in the photo started to ask for the photo as I was coming to the end of shooting him. He actually thought that I could give him the print right there and then, and he seemed a little bit sort of disappointed when I explained that I'd need to print it out and bring it back with me the next time I visited. He'd seen me handing the prints out and thought that I must have been shooting with a Polaroid or something like that. And from the size of the 1DS, that's probably not that big a stretch of the imagination. So still, you know, I promised to take it back the next time, and he smiled and seemed okay with the deal. By the way, to minimize depth of field here, because it was a little darker at the back of the stall, I'd opened the aperture up to f2, and the shutter speed was set to 1/200th of a second, still at ISO 200. As I walked further along, I saw a young boy and I think his older brother at another stall, just a few stalls along from this last guy that we looked at. We can see these brothers in image number 1751. I'd actually asked the older brother if I could shoot him, as he looked pretty cool sitting cross-legged on top of a wooden platform. But as I asked, the younger brother came over and threw his arms around the older one, in the posture that we can see here. I have one shot with all of the older brother in, but decided to go with this head and shoulders shot of the two of them to close in on their faint but sincere smiles and facial expressions and that sort of gesture of brotherly love. I closed the aperture down to f2.8 for this, and the shutter speed had been made, that was now 80th of a second, as the light was a little bit lower inside here. This meant that the boy in the blue shirt's face had it was a tad soft, but not enough to ruin the shot. I'm talking about the aperture here. And the background was a little bit distracting too, so I didn't want to go much, with a much deeper depth of field. I actually, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll pretty much know that generally I think in terms of how wide an aperture I can get away with, or how shallow a depth of field I can get away with. And I sometimes push this too far, as I think I almost did here, but just about on the limits. Also, you'll probably have heard me say that you should position yourself so that the background bokeh, the blurred area, works for you, not just trying to throw it out of focus. But here, there was distracting elements in many parts of the background. And as I mentioned last week, I really didn't want to sort of over choreograph the photos or the people in the photos. So I really was just trying to shoot what I could and take the results as they came. As I walked further along, there were two men at a cart with a lot of grapes on it, and they asked me to take their photos as well. I shot a few frames of both of them together and then a few of them individually. I uploaded one of each, and I didn't upload one of them together, just one of each of the individual shots. But we'll just look at the latter one today, and that is image number 1754. This guy has a great face, and although was posing for me with his hand sort of holding the grapes over the scales, I think it turned out to be a relatively natural-looking shot. I was using the same settings as the last image, so the background is very bright, but the guy himself is well exposed, so I left it at that. Note that I pretty much shoot manual all of the time, and had I been shooting in aperture priority mode here, the background would have altered the exposure quite a bit, and the guy's face would have been very dark, unless I started to use exposure compensation, which is an option, of course, but not often the one that I take these days. As I shot the second of these two guys at his stall, that's image that I ended up not uploading, the guy that we just looked at, who was still standing at the grape barrel, put a small bunch of grapes into a bag and handed them to me. I thanked him and asked how much they were, thinking that this is only courteous, though I thought that the gesture was in return for taking the photos. he told me that they were 25 rupees though, so I was pleased that I asked, and then I gave him the money. Then he gave me a huge bunch of grapes, about 10 times larger than the ones in the first bag, having weighed them out. So it seemed that the first bunch actually was a present, and I'd gone and bought another huge bag. I actually wrote much of this transcript in the hotel in India on the evening of the day of the shoot, while I had all of the events fresh in my mind. And I ate a few of these grapes at that time, and as I typed, and I can tell you that they were the best tasting grapes I'd ever had. In the next image, number 1755, we can see the gentleman that I photographed last year and uploaded as image number 1542, if you're interested. This is actually the person that I mentioned in the last episode, who I approached first when I returned to the market on this visit. I didn't photograph him earlier during the visit, but now on the way back to the car, I was more relaxed and the photo festa whirlwind had just kind of got me shooting him again at this point. There were two ladies at the back of this stall too. One I believe is his wife, and I asked if I could take their photos too. His wife refused, but then the other one agreed. But unfortunately, although they'd had beautiful smiling faces until this point, as soon as I pointed the camera at her, she sort of froze, and I couldn't get her to smile, and the photo didn't really work with a straight, almost nervous-looking expression. I was still at f2.8 for 1/200th of a second for this last shot, by the way. Almost back at the car now, there was a young man sitting in what I think are banana leaves, which we can see in the foreground of the shot we'll look at in a moment. And he sort of laughed as I drew closer, so I asked him if I could shoot him too. I got a number of shots of him alone, and then he sort of shifted across the front of the stall through the leaves across to a second young man on the other side and put his arm around him in a gesture of friendship. This seemed to make a better photo than the first, and this is shot number 1756. Again, shot at f2.8 for 1/200th of a second. I think that this is a nice sort of boyhood friendship sort of shot. I wished that the banana leaves weren't there, but I couldn't really help that without sort of dragging them away from their work. Great smiles again, though, and I really like this one as well. I was literally walking away from the front of the stalls back to the car when the boy in the last photo of the series, which is number 1757, looked at me as if to say, "What, you're going to leave without photographing me?" And, he'd just got a really cute smile on his face, and so obviously I wasn't going to leave. So it was really quite funny, actually, because the first two shots he was doing sort of an army salute, which was nice in itself, but pretty unnatural. Then an older boy sort of tried to jump in on the act, and this guy got really angry with him. He was sort of elbowing him out of the way and pushing him and shouting. And then he left. He left the guy in the photo alone. But then for a while, his expression had changed, and he got this really angry look on his face with his bottom lip sort of starting to droop down to the floor. And I just sort of looked at him and again dropped the camera and gave him a big smile, and I was rewarded by a resetting of the mood and the face with this wonderful smile that we can see in the photo. This little guy was actually not under his canopy, so I had raised the shutter speed to 1/640th of a second for this exposure, with the aperture left at f2.8. This was the last photo of the shoot, as I really had to go. If you check the EXIF data for any of these shots in my online gallery at martinbaileyphotography.com, note that all of the images' capture time is 30 minutes later than it actually was. Not that you'll be too worried. I didn't change the time on my camera during my trip, and India is 3.5 hours behind Japan. And Lightroom has a feature that allows you to change the capture time, but it doesn't have 30-minute increments, so I just moved the time back by 3 hours. And the shoot was actually basically from 3:30 to 4 p.m., but all of the EXIF data has the images between 4 p.m. and 4:30. As we drove away from the market, I was on a bit of a high. I didn't really know exactly what to expect when I started to give out the prints. As I said last week, I was a little bit apprehensive. But, you know, as I started to walk up to the people, their expressions on everyone's face when I handed the photos to them, and their kind and friendly smiles in the photos. And obviously to be there on the receiving end of those smiles, and like the guys at the fish store with the big group photo, these things are really going to remain in my memory forever. And, you know, just the general happiness from both sides of the exchange, the whole thing was simply amazing. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do this while on a business trip without actually taking an extra few days, but I do regret to an extent that this and the last had to be such rushed visits. With the general sort of electric atmosphere that we seem to generate, though, I don't know if it would be fair on the people of the market to be, you know, they're trying to make a living there, so I don't know if it would be fair on them to try and take too much more of their time by spending an extended amount of time there. Apart from sort of, you know, taking the next batch of prints back when I visit again, I'm really going to have to give it some time and think about how I'll expand on this project in the future. Well, if you've enjoyed this virtual walk through the Madiballa market, even a hundredth as much as I did, you'll probably have had a good time listening to these two episodes. Remember that I always welcome feedback on any aspect of the podcast, or even just sort of mailing me to let me know that you're out there. The easiest way to contact me, if you want to let me know anything, is by the contact form on the website. And it's below the Contact Us menu at martinbaileyphotography.com. There's a big menu across the top of the site there. If you are a member of the site, you can also send me a private message using the PM button in the footer of all of the posts that I've made in the forum. Come to think of it, if you haven't gotten involved with the forums yet, please do stop by there too. Even if I say so myself, and I truly believe this, it's the best photography forum on the internet because basically of how each and every one of our members interacts with each other. There's no pretentiousness, and you know, photographers of all levels interact in a very civil and professional and respectful way without ridiculing the lesser skilled members when they ask more basic questions. And even for, you know, the highly skilled amateurs and professionals, there's always something that we can learn. And I find that, you know, myself, by doing this podcast, putting down what I know about photography in a format that makes it easy for others to ingest is actually a great learning process in itself, and that is one of the main benefits of the more skilled members getting involved in a forum like ours as well. But really, it's just a great place to hang out, so whatever stage you're at in your photography learning process, I encourage you to drop by and join in the great community. In the meantime, though, let's just wrap it up for this week, and I'll be back next week with more tips, techniques, and the artistic process behind my photography. For now, you just have a great week, whatever you do. Bye-bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.